And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, I do have good news amongst all of this crazy news and bad news to share with you. But for a change, I have good news. I'm still trying to assess to figure out exactly how good of a news it really is. But the good news is that my Facebook account has been reinstated. Now, there's a difference between my business account and my personal account. I've been able to get on my personal account all this time, but my business account, that's where the problem came in. I wasn't able to access my business account because of some hackers, probably one hacker or multiple hackers. But anyways, hackers took over my business account on Facebook, and I had been going in circles trying to get them to help me out and to correct it. Over 40 days, and the entire time I sent them my information, they just kept giving me the runaround, acting like they're going to fix it. Then they never would fix it. Well, as of yesterday, when I got done with the show yesterday, and it was October 1st, and I was thinking, like, is this an April Fool's thing, right? Is Facebook messing with me like this? And sure enough, I was able to get on. And what happened is that Facebook sent me a thing, and I periodically I check email, and I saw some emails on my Facebook from Facebook saying that looks like your account has been compromised, et cetera, et cetera. Click here to reset it. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of suspicious. I'm like, not going to touch it. So what I did is I went over to a computer, and sure enough, when I went to the computer, it said, boom, my account has been locked. I've been locked out of the account altogether, my personal account, everything. I'm like, okay, this is different. This is new. And I went through the steps to unlock it. It didn't ask me to reset my password. I went ahead and reset the password anyways, but because it had nothing to do with my personal account. And a lot of people keep mixing that up. But anyways, after I did that, and then I was able to get back onto my business account. And the first thing that I did after I was able to get on my business account, and I went and deleted all of that crap, that they had on there. And it felt good to delete it. And the hacker accounts, nowhere to be found, on no trace of it at all. They removed it. And it's really frustrating because whoever did it this last time, the other people could have done it. They didn't have to stream me along for 40 days. I think they were doing that to try to crush my page as much as possible. I mean, why go through all of that? Why not just delete the page? Why put me through that? Right? Why put me through that? And that anxiety, I was going in depression. I mean, I was sleepless nights. Reached out to the police department, opened up a police case with them. I talked to a detective, sharing the information with him. I even went to other government facilities, and I filled out complaints there about what's happening. And the main reason why I did that, I went to a different government facility and filled out a complaint. I'm thinking, well, this is Biden's government, so I'm not sure anything would come of it. And I'm not even sure that it even helped. But I was paying, or I am currently paying for a service on Facebook. So I'm paying for this service on Facebook to protect my account, my assets, what I'm doing on Facebook. I'm paying for this service. I have been paying for this service since last year. It dawned on me the other day. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm paying for this service. Because in their agreement, they say they help out with identity theft. They help out with, against hackers, your account being compromised. They say all of these things that they will help me out with if I become a paying customer on Facebook, which I was a paying customer because of my business. I wanted the extra level of security. They didn't give me any of that. None of that. So I went on to the FTC, and the FTC has a website that you can go on there and file a complaint. But after I got through filling out the complaint on there, it says that they'll pass the information on to law enforcement, but they really can't get involved in helping you out with any cases. All this is for is just filing the complaint. That's all it said. So after that evening, This was the night before last. I went on there and I just filled out another ticket. And this time I wanted to fill out another Facebook ticket. And it gave me a different option about adding and removing people from my business account. I'm like, oh, look at this. This is a completely new option. How did this option not show up before for me? Because that's what I've done the first time. So I filled it out. I didn't bring up anything about it, you know, the page being hacked. From what I remember, I just said, look, maybe I said it was being hacked, but no, I don't think I did. I've had sleepless nights over this. But anyways, I just put the information in there. And then the very next day, bam, it worked. So within 24 hours, they were able to fix it after I did the second ticket. The first one, they 40 days, over 40 days, sleepless nights, everything. It was completely disgusting and it was terrible. And now my Facebook page, of course, because of all the pornographic stuff that they were putting on there, has all of these alerts on there saying that your page is subject to being removed because of all the pornographic information on it. What in the world? So then I reached back out to Facebook and say, hey, can we get these removed? They said it's going to take time to get it removed. So basically what they're telling me now is that because it's going to take time to get it removed, there's no monetization. So I can't make any money like I was before on Facebook. And it's like they're keeping it there on purpose. And they're full aware that it was the hackers and not me. Full aware of it. They reversed what the hackers did. Fully aware of it. But at least they're no longer posting the pornographic images with my name and my image. I'm very thankful for that. And I just want to say thank you to everyone out there that helped me. And a lot of people are still saying that I should pursue with the lawsuit. That's why it's still up there. It's on my website. I still have the Give, Send, Go. It is still there because I think that I'm going to have to pursue it because right now they're not even allowing me to do the monetization. They're just doing, it's just another thing after another thing after another thing that they're doing to me. With that said, one way that you can help me and get something yourself is MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use promo code Will. And right now, MyPillow.com at promo code Will, you get a, what is it? What's the deal right now that's going on? $25
extravaganza.
Extravaganza,
yeah.
$25.
Yep.
So look, right now I'm hurting. I could really use the money, but you know what? You can get something really beautiful by going here to MyPillow.com using promo code Will. Using promo code Will, getting great products at a great deal. $25 extravagant. Look at this. I mean, this, Shannon, you need to go ahead and get some of those towels. Because I love the towels and the beach towel. So, look, again, this is one of the best ways that you can help me out. Help me keep the lights on.
Yeah,
and help me to be here every day to report on the news.
You can get a king-size pillow for $25. That's really good. Sandals, you know. Spring is here, whether we like it or not. Get some of those for $25. And look at this two-pack of the multi-use pillows, Will. Those are travel pillows, or you can use them, you know, just, you know, on your couch, wherever. Dog pillows are really popular. Like you said, beach towels. These are super soft. The colors are vibrant. They're very pretty towels. And then a 4-pack of dish towels or the couch and recliner pillows. So those are all really good deals right now if you use promo code Will.
Yes. Okay, let me get on with talking about some of this. And I just looked in the comments on here, and I'm not sure how you pronounce that, D-R-C-E-R. Facebook is evil. You know what? You know what I'm learning is that the people that are behind this working everything, they're not American. They're not American. I mean, it's almost like they're like worse than the liberal Americans. I mean, I'm just saying and of course I've actually had a conversation with some of them. Some of them are pretty nice, but maybe my thinking is that because a lot of them are not from America. I don't even think that the services that Facebook have are being ran out of America. I don't know.
Yeah, it was so funny, Will, when you were talking to Facebook last night. They said, oh, we're going to call you, right, to talk to you.
Yeah.
And they said their name is John.
Yeah, the person I was chatting with says his name was John.
So then they called, and it was not a John. He was from the Middle East. He couldn't even understand him. I hate to say
like
that,
he was probably from India, Pakistan.
Yeah.
You know, that era. And the interesting thing is that the person who hacked my page, I have that person's Facebook page.
Yep.
I have sure it, I have a link to his account, and he's from India, Pakistan. He's from that region of the world. So are they working together? That's what it really seems like. It almost seems like they're working together, because the people that's doing the Facebook services, you know, with customer service, they're from that region of the world. So it, as it stands right now, it looks like they're all working together in cahoots to tear down people on Facebook, right? Because I've yet to talk to someone from America at Facebook, an American-based company. But anyways, do we have time to go into this one? Because I just want to, actually, we just got a couple more minutes. I just want to give everybody an update about what was taking place. And if you still want to help me in this lawsuit, can we put it on the screen? If you still want to help me in this lawsuit, if you go to the Give, Send, Go link that we have, it's on my website, unitetoamericafirst.com, but we're going to put it down here in the lower third as well for the Give, Send, Go. If you want to help me fight this, because they're still doing stuff to me, but so many people, even my lawyer, was saying, Will, you have a lawsuit. You clearly have a lawsuit against Facebook. It's not to say that they won't fight against it, but they're saying that I clearly have a lawsuit. This is what they're telling me. That I have a lawsuit against them.
Yeah, there's something fishy going on with Facebook.
I'm thinking that there's a, this is just my personal opinion. I don't have any proof on this, but just the people that's involved in this, it looks like they have a ring, an inside ring going on to tear down conservatives, Christians, and regardless of your complexion. And it may have something to do because I'm black too. I don't know directly. Because, you know, I don't ever like to play. There's no race card for me to play. I'm trying not to play the race card. Might be one, but I try not to see it as such. But there's something going on. There's no coincidence that these people speak the same language that's working the Facebook help desk. So they create the hackers. The hackers do the job. And then people like me, you and I, we call in, or we not call in, but we get access to their service. And then the person that we talked to is from the had the same language, talked from the same country. Is it a coincidence? What do you think? Try not to read too much into things, but I mean, you really can't look the other way on this. It's really, really interesting. It's kind of bizarre. So if you want to, please go to givesingo.com, GBX26, or you can go directly to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Unite, not united. Because the country's not united. It is uniteamericafirst.com. Three options there. Do two of the three. All right, everybody, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to show you how Joe Biden is a bigger threat to the country. And the left is...
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding that